Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, March 22nd. It is 6:29.
I will do a roll call. Lee Bushy here. David Doran is excused. Robert Ferguson?
Is here.
Martha Bonney is excused. Angela Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Kelsey Prescott?
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood?
Here.
Also present?
Chris Clark?
Our staff liaison. We will save others for public appearances or not?
Sure.
Okay. Modify or adopt the agenda. We have one modification in that we will be moving number 6, the discussion of the dog park and pets in park, up to number...
Would be 3B.
3B on the agenda after we approve the minutes from February.
Right, we have a guest here that's going to speak to us about the Bellevue Dog Park, and he has a short window of time before he has to go to work, so I wanted to make sure he would...
And any other modifications to the agenda, or do I have a motion to adopt the agenda with that modification?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Trustee Atwood. Think of treating.
Trustwood.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Angela. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of February 23rd minutes. Those were sent to us via the announcement. So hopefully you've had a chance to review them. Do we have any changes or modifications to the minutes, or can I have a motion for approval?
Motion to approve as is.
Again, motion to approve by Trustee Atwood. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Robert Ferguson. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? So approved. Moving on to the discussion of the dog park. Present at the table tonight with us, we have?
We have Paul Thays. I'm sorry, Thays. He's actually a Village of Alloway resident, but he has been involved with the Bellevue Dog Park. And being that we're going to be discussing dogs in parks, a possible future dog park here in Alloway, I thought it'd be prudent to bring Paul in to discuss what they've been doing in Bellevue and with the possibility of an option for Village of Alloway to maybe partner with Bellevue as one option to take a look at. So, Paul, please kind of give us a little background and a little bit more information.
It's officially the Laura and Peter Masakowski Family Dog Park.
Okay.
That's the name of the charity that's building the dog park. And it started as a village project about 2011. But then funding was difficult, so we started a charity to get the funding from different sources. So we're a 501c3, and I don't know exactly what you're looking for information.
About where are you guys sitting right now with the development? I know you have all the plans and all of the costs of what you're looking at doing, both long-term and short-term. What is time frame, the quick time frame, what are you looking at this year?
This last meeting that we had, our engineers brought to us the 60% complete rate. Engineering.
Sure, yeah.
This, our next meeting is going to be the 90% rate, and then we'll decide if we want to put out bids or not.
Okay, all right. Do you anticipate being able to start construction yet this year? Are you thinking?
We're going to be short about $40,000, but we have people sitting on the fence, you might say, that are thinking about contributing.
Okay.
There is a, I don't know if you can see that map, there's this residential complex on this side. The owners of that are thinking about contributing, and they want to put a gateway over that. But mostly what the charity is just concerned about from his just this driveway and going down and just the fenced in area. That's okay. All we're concerned about.
Is that maybe considered phase one?
Yeah.
Or something?
That's okay. Phase one.
All right. What is the total cost on that phase?
About $100,000.
Okay. And right now you're about $40,000 short to even start that, is what you're
at. Yes.
Okay. And,
if we get close, we might get more funding from the village.
Okay. Okay. How much is the village involved financially, or are they at all at this point?
They're not.
Okay.
So.
Okay. They did. They provided the property.
The property, correct? Yes. It's going to be a Bellevue Park, so they will own the park.
Okay. Okay.
But.
Will they maintain it as well?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's part of the contract we're trying to negotiate with them.
Okay.
But what you see in the plans of this whole other area here, the wetlands and all that, when we hired the design team, all we wanted was a dog park. And Garrett Perry, one of the designers, said, hey, what about all this extra land? So he put all that design in there.
Okay.
You know.
Was that their idea of the bridge across the river? Or do you recall how that came about?
I believe there's always been an idea about a bridge because this residential complex actually built a road over to the river.
Okay.
And they were promised a bridge.
Okay. Because it's very interesting in our, we just updated our park and rec corp plan, our outdoor rec plan. And in that also called for a bridge. For the same purpose and without really any discussions between the two communities. So there's obviously a feeling that...
They would like, Bellevue would like to have the bridge so they can... This is actually going to be like a trailhead facility. You're going to have a small park and all the trails biking over to the East River Trail.
Right. And then that would be another access point for individuals and...
Yes.
Pets to get to the trail, which is on our side at this location.
Yes.
So, does anyone else have any questions for our guest at all?
Is there or has there been any discussion or interest, Chris or Paul, about a relationship with Alloway?
From my understanding, and I've only been here a little over a year, there was a slight amount of discussions. I don't know, maybe if you know any more of the history.
When I first looked into it, I think Brad.
Yes.
He was the parks guy, and he said, oh, Bellevue's starting a dog park, you know, check with them. But he's always been supportive of it. Parks Department's always been supportive of the idea. So.
Okay.
Is the concept of use of the dog park strictly for Bellevue residents, or how is that? What's the vision of that?
It's for the entire east side of Green Bay. It's going to be a donation-requested kind of a dog park. We hope to get it started this spring. I don't know how much we'll be able to do this spring. We might be able to get the fence and the grass and a gravel parking lot. But the village won't let us go ahead without a full paved parking lot.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Realistically... This, I'm guessing this would not be able to be open. At the earliest, it would be open, but it would be spring of 2017?
Summer.
Summer of 2017?
No.
Oh, this year?
This year.
Okay, okay.
It all depends. There's quite a few people sitting on the fence with donations that would push us over the top.
Okay.
So the biggest expense really is that parking lot.
Yes. Right now, we got to have the parking lot, then they want us to have lights. And
How big is the parking lot?
I believe it's 23 stalls. This is a different picture then.
Okay.
Than our latest one. But all the lawn, all this, the lawn and all the, I don't know what you call it, grading and all that, that's being done at cost by Lizers.
Oh, okay.
So that's a big... Okay.
Are they involved then with the, being that their work is going to be at cost, or would they have like some naming rights then involved with that or some advertising or...
They really haven't discussed that, but okay. I would imagine they might want naming rights. So far, the only one who's got naming rights is Laura Mosikowski.
Sure, sure. Okay. Are you, is there any thought with regards to any additional advertising at the facility as fundraising opportunity, anything like that?
Bellevue advertises now at their parks. You can buy a banner
mm-hmm.
and put that like on the fence
mm-hmm.
and that's about the only advertising, unless some of the shelters that they're thinking about building have big awnings.
Okay.
They're thinking advertising on that.
Okay.
But Bellevue's rules are pretty strict about advertising.
That was one thing that we have discussed as well, is being able to use that type of advertising at some of our locations as a revenue generator.
Yeah.
And that, so.
So then it's spin.
Oh, yeah. It's going to have a large dog area and a small dog area.
Okay.
And it's a 6-foot fence. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fence like that's around that golf course community right across the river. It's not going to be chain.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be like this fence here.
Sure. And oh, is that like...
like a deer fence?
It's kind of like a farm fence,
mm-hmm.
woven wire.
Very
fence. So. Okay.
So
a lot of fence.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But we're hoping Lizer's got a friend or somebody who does fencing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Got another friend who does asphalt. And
when we started the dog park in Howard, prior to here I was in Howard, and when we started that dog park, we worked with a local fence contractor there, Fortress Fence, and they donated a lot of fence, and that was able, allowed us to get by relatively cheap on opening that because of that. Fence is expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That it's unbelievable what just putting in a 4 or 6 foot fence would have cost. So, but any other questions or anything from Paul? Because I truthfully think that this is something that we definitely need to take a look at as an option, as opposed to trying to maybe look at a location for a dog park in our community alone, which would be competing with this one in such close proximity. Unfortunately, I don't think there's enough of these type of parks in all of Northeast Wisconsin. But they're not the easiest to get put into place or funded.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd really have the support in Alloway for a dog park once there's one a mile outside your border. Now that mm-hmm. thing have 6 acres there of dog park.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a fence or a bridge across the river, that makes that access easy.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you really look at it, that bridge is way over on the East River, and it'll be quite a walk to go from. The bridge is actually going to be down farther.
Okay.
So. You know, people got to find some place mm-hmm. to park, walk their dog way through here.
Right. And then all of that other trail way would have to be, which is, you know, future phases would have
That's
to be constructed
like
as well.
10 years down the road, probably.
Sure.
That's something that the dog park is not even going to look at. Mm-hmm. That's something for Bellevue, the mm-hmm. village, to decide.
Sure, sure.
But
sounds like a job for me to talk with the parks director in Bellevue.
Sounds like it.
Yes. So
try to get some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing I know her pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing I would suggest is Allie can get naming rights for something.
Okay.
If you want to donate big, you know, put your name on it.
Okay. All right.
So.
Good idea. Put our name in the village of Bellevue. Boy, but that go over real well, right?
All the naming rights are up to the
sure.
committee.
Sure.
We can call it a peace park between the two communities.
Ah, okay.
But I think it does open up the opportunity then perhaps to do more fundraising in Alloway for people
yes.
who might be interested in doing some naming, you know, as well, even though it isn't in the village of Alloway. Mm-hmm. If there is a relationship between Alloway and Bellevue mm-hmm. or the park, you might broaden the people that you can put on your fence.
Yes. Well, right now, the Alloway neighbor, that free magazine,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're supporting us by putting articles in there.
Okay.
So, and we got a Facebook page and Twitter, and they talk about crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff in the works.
Okay, good.
I think this brochure is like the really, really old one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is probably the oldest version.
Yeah, you've got a brand
the initial
new,
one.
A brand new fancy one.
Yeah. And another thing we can look at, too, is potentially putting some information on our website that would link to their information that would give people from our community that opportunity to, understand, what's going on and, where they're at with their construction and their fundraising and that, so.
It's come up here a couple of times, but how would dog waste be dealt with in the park?
Like every other dog park, you have to pick up after your own dog. There'd be receptacles there. And I believe we're planning on having, the Brown County Trails, those bag dispensers, or we'll have the pier where they just have the plastic tubes and you bring the old shopping bags.
So you can throw dog waste away in the cans in Bellevue?
You will. That's what they do in all the other dog parks, goes in a plastic bag and into a dumpster.
And disposed of.
Yes.
So it is, even there, it's not, you're not really supposed to throw it away.
I think that's countywide.
Yeah,
with
oh, is that a county thing? Okay.
Yes, but, which, they say that you can take waste over to the transfer station, mm-hmm. which I'm guessing goes right in with the rest of everything that goes to the landfill. So I don't know the history behind how those rules were put together, but my thought is that back in the day when we actually had individuals that hand-dumped garbage
sure.
in the garbage trucks, that they tried to avoid having those type of wastes or other mm-hmm. contaminants in the trash so that individuals didn't have to interact with it. Everybody has an automated pickup now, so... yeah, it's one of those things that it's a law, a rule that says you're supposed to dispose of properly, either in your toilet or taking it to the transfer station. But I don't know many people that go that route. So.
One other thing I'd like to bring up is
sure.
something we're gonna try in Bellevue. Donation with the dog license.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like a voluntary donation.
Yeah. Good idea.
Cool idea.
How much are you looking at? Are you thinking?
I think they're thinking $20. We're also thinking of a VIP club for the dog park, $50 a year. With different events for VIPs.
Do they get a front row parking spot then, too? Or?
They get to get in line first for drinks. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
VIP. For this year, no, how we could help promote the Canine Carnival that we have every year. It's a big fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We'll have all that. I keep the website updated pretty often. So.
Okay.
That's usually a pretty good time.
When is that carnival?
It's going to be May 7th.
Where is it held?
Johnston Park. But all the info is going to be on the website.
Okay.
I imagine eventually you'd move that to the dog park?
Yes.
Okay. How do you anticipate funding for future maintenance? Ongoing annual maintenance.
That is
thing.
What we're contracting. We have to sign a contract with the Village of Bellevue.
Okay.
And if we have to pay for it, Lizer also does lawn mowing and snow plowing.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
Most likely we'll be taken care of by them.
Okay. And then just budgeted through your donation?
Yes. Type?
Okay.
Unless somebody here's got a big tractor and wants to come over and mill it.
I wish I did. That'd be fun. Anything else for Paul?
Thanks for taking the time out to come over.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate everyone having an interest in the dog park.
You know, and I think that interest has always been there, especially with the pet owners. It's just not knowing how to get started, not knowing how to get going. And one thing we found out as well when we were doing our update to our plan is one of the things that was said multiple times was that a lot of people wish that the community was more pet-friendly.
Yeah.
And there was more opportunities for, you know, to do things with their pets, with their dogs, and, you know, and the family as a whole. So
that's kind of how I got into this. It's like, you know, I had a German Shepherd, so I used to take them, play with them in the field by the fire department.
Mm.
They didn't kind of like that too much. And he was just, he was a nice dog, but they were afraid of him.
Sure. Okay.
So, Rob, is there any pulse or any sense? Do we have any past practice of doing joint ventures like with the Village of Bellevue stuff like this?
Not to my knowledge, but, you know, I mean, we can't start.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great joint opportunity. If they're going to provide some support, could we?
I think it's definitely something that could be put on an agenda for discussion. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't see any reason why not. I mean, there's a demand for it. Yeah, and it's just whether or not, you know, obviously the ownership's going to remain in Bellevue and justifiably so. You know, I mean, if Alloway were building it, we'd want the same, you know, the same love back, so to speak. So it's a great resource. I know the only one that I'm aware of that I've been to is the one out on West Mason, Highway 54.
Mm-hmm.
Close to 172.
Sure.
Where that connects.
One down in Deep Pier. They recently opened.
Okay. Yeah, I personally wouldn't use it for our pet just because My dog's not real dog friendly. He just, it's not that he's aggressive, he just doesn't want anything to do with it. So, and I'd be very people friendly, but that's not to say that the vast majority wouldn't use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they.
They get used. He's a little stuck up.
Yeah. They, the parks get used quite a bit. You know, the ones that are around here.
Yeah.
Because you know.
All the ones I've been to.
Yeah. Have a large population and very few of the parks. So.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Great. Any other questions with regards to dog park?
For Paul, but do we also want to, are we also talking about pets and
parks? We are okay. Going to transition into that. Yes, yes, we will. The other thing I wanted to discuss is, you know, what our current ordinances say with regards to pets in public space, pets in parks, and is that something that we as a village want to look at adjusting, leaving status quo, you know, just kind of start a discussion, you know, what our thoughts are here at the committee level. That is a listing of the ordinance for our pets in the village. Includes dogs, includes chickens, you know, everything like that. The last page in there as well is a program that we currently do provide is our volunteer goose patrol program. We have a few people every year that sign up for it where they you know, are allowed to take their dogs into a park and let them run freely to try to keep the geese at bay and keep them moving so that they don't want to stay in our parks and cause issues with that. So that is a program that we do currently have that we allow people to partake in. This next handout that I'm going to give you is some of our surrounding communities and some communities throughout the state and what their rules are, just so that you have some information with regards to what some of the other areas do. A lot of communities that I've noticed don't necessarily allow dogs in the parks, you know, running around, but they'll allow people to walk through the park on a trail, on a sidewalk with their dog on a leash, you know, and then they have to clean up after them. Whereas the only location that we allow dogs on leash are on the Rush Family East River Trail, any connector trails that go to it or roadways, and the Fox River Trail, Brown County, allows pets on leash there. Any of our other parks, dogs are not allowed. Pets are not allowed in the parks at all. So, you know, it's something to think about. A lot of other communities, when they do allow, you know, pets in parks, they try to write an ordinance that, yes, you can have your dog on a leash in a park, but don't allow them around sporting events or around congregations of people, around picnic areas, things like that, where a pet may scare people or cause some anxiety and that. So, you know, those are some of the things that other communities have done. So what I didn't want to come up with any final answers tonight or solve any, you know, solve the big question tonight. I just wanted to start the discussions so that here in the next maybe couple of months we have some idea of what we would like to do as a community, and then rolling into things such as the opportunity to maybe partner with Bellevue Dog Park. We'd be rolling into budget season, you know, in the latter part of summer, so that, you know, if that's something that we feel as a committee and we want to, you know, look forward, you know, look towards doing something, we can take that to the village board during budget season and see if that's something that they would want to go forward with too. So,
how big of an issue as pets in parks right now
currently,
that we're having to deal with?
Currently, we see pets in parks all the time. I have discussed with our code enforcement and our police officers to make their presence known. But I've talked to several people where people, you know, are walking through the parks ignoring signs, seeing where people have gone into fenced-in ball diamonds and played catch with their dog, you know, so that they're at least within a fenced-in area. But we would not encourage pets to be in an athletic field for cases of people who may not necessarily clean up after their pets. Waste cleanup seems to be a huge issue throughout the community, whether it's in our parks, along the streets. I think, Rob, you've mentioned it several times.
It's terrible. I'm amazed that somebody would have a pet and actually allow that waste to stay there without picking it up. Sometimes right on the sidewalk. And it's just like, and it's not a matter of catching them and saying something to them, because the ones that are allowing it to happen would pick it up if they knew they were in sight of somebody. They're leaving it because there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Yeah, the head's on the swivel when they're...
Yeah, I can't... I simply can't comprehend it, because I would never do that. I've already had an occasion where my dog did... What do they call it? Poop? Okay, well, I don't... You know.
Sure.
And I didn't have a bag, that I actually put my hat down next to it, went home, got a bag, came back, and picked it up. I'm not saying I'm this model, you know, but gosh darn it, pick it up. Mm-hmm. But the people that are allowing it to happen, they don't care what kind of rules you post, and they're going to keep doing it as long as they're not being caught. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what the, you know, how do you confront somebody? You know, not, I would. If I saw it happen, I'd confront mm-hmm. it, but my wife's not. Mm-hmm. You know, so what's the answer? You know, educating? You know, I don't have an answer.
I would say that it normalizes itself. After you get away with it a few times, it's almost like, oh, this is just what everybody does.
Yeah,
you see it everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
And perhaps, education is kind of one of those words that's like, oh, but... you know, making it clear that that's not normal to do.
Yeah, and at the same token, dogs unleashed. Mm-hmm. There's an individual that lives here in the village of Alloway. I see him walking all the time. I don't know who he is. Just encountered him over the weekend. We were on the trail between Broadview and Green Isle Park. And his dog is not real dog friendly. There he is, off the leash, you know. And, of course, he runs right over to my dog. My dog wants nothing to do with other dogs. And I'm thinking, oh, please, don't be an issue. Don't be an issue. You know. And this guy walks probably 10 miles a day around Alloway. And it's just like, you should know better. Mm-hmm. You know? But I don't know. You know, what is the answer?
Back to the education. One thing that the village is looking at here in the not-too-distant future... we're looking at a program, it's called New Eye, where several communities around Brown County, including the county, Brown County itself, will be televising different things, including public meetings, potentially. But one of the other things with that is the ability for us to create some PSA, some public service announcements, as part of a contract. So that's maybe something that we can think about as one of our PSAs, mm-hmm. is proper pet etiquette, or, you know.
Or maybe just, you know, the hazards of leaving it, you know. Mm-hmm. A little scare tactic.
Is there a ticket? I mean, if you did get busted,
is
there a ticket?
I don't think anybody's ever been busted.
And that's the thing.
I think
once we, you know, if we do some warnings, do some ticketing, you know, word of mouth gets out.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, like anything.
Yeah.
I'll definitely, you know, work with our police department more and our code enforcement more to
Is that running on public access, the PSA spots, or is it?
It would, yes, and on websites and that. So.
And that might be a year away yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some budget issues that came up on it. Right.
But that is a potential opportunity. And, but yeah, we definitely look at more things. I tried to put information in any of our outlets, you know, the Alloway Neighbors magazine, the some of our Buzz, our electronic newsletter.
Maybe on the licensing, too, when you come in to renew your license, mm-hmm. a nice informative brochure.
Good idea.
You could hand to them when, you know, pet etiquette. Yeah. But once again, you know, it's people that are allowing that to happen, they're not reading that, you know. Maybe a scare tactic about, you know, maybe some bacterial infection that it could cause, perhaps if a child got into it, or some sort of an educational process, mm-hmm. you know, that, or if another dog ate it, you know.
Or what if there was some kind of an outlet? I know it ticks a lot of people off. I mean, it ticks. I found mm-hmm. two piles in a baggie. Somebody picked up their poop and left it on my curb, and the snow melted.
I've seen that as well.
What the heck?
Yeah, you pick it up, but you can't carry it.
Yeah, you can't carry it home.
So it ticks everybody off because it affects everyone. What about an informative, you know, or you can inform, this is the office you call. You can call the village and let us know the type of dog, the leash color, and what they were wearing, and that's sort of like peeing in the pool a little bit. It's like, oh, you know, somebody could really be watching me right now.
Yeah, there's some social media opportunities with that.
Maybe that's a good thing to put in the Alloway magazine.
With your cell phone and take
a
picture and send it in.
Don't confront. Contact the village office.
Or posting it on the Alloway website.
People can
look
at time
of day.
Who is letting their animals do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be... You know, it's almost you got a. It's a shame tax.
I did catch someone in my front yard.
Well, I'd call them out if I saw it.
Just take a picture of them and say, "No, that's all right. We'll take a picture of you
on our website."
I told Chris, I said, jokingly over the week, because you couldn't really do it. But I said, maybe that Alloway magazine, we can get just a nice little steamy pile. And say, do you want to see this?
On the cover. Your neighbor.
I think we could definitely look into some way for the anonymous phone something in, phone in
that's
a violation.
That's a really good idea.
That is a good idea. And, you know, if nothing else, if somebody comes and knocks on their door or sends them a letter, at least, they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll think twice.
Yeah, and publicize the heck out of it so they do feel like everyone's watching them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's a good analogy about peeing in the pool, you know?
Oh, that's going to turn red if I pee in the pool, so I won't.
maybe a carrot idea is when they are getting their license, giving them little bags, as, you know, the little containers with the
nice
bags
idea.
In it.
Okay.
So carrot along with the stick there.
Like the ordinance printing on it.
And I will say again, the ordinance, I don't know how that would be looked at again, but I think that in my experience in Colorado, where we had a lot of these dog parks and dogs were allowed in all parks and on all trails for the most part, you had, like Disney World, you had a dog trash can every... You know, at least every mile on a trail or every half mile, you know, and in a busy dog park, you'd have them, you know, every 100 yards or so. And it really made it easy to pick it up because you knew you didn't have to carry it very far and instead of kind of looking the other way, just making more opportunities. I mean, I'm not going to harp on Disney or anything, but, you know, every 10 feet, you're supposed to see a trash can, and that's why the parks are so clean, because they're just everywhere.
And I would agree with you, but there's also budgeting, you know, standpoint.
Sure, yeah.
Who's going to maintain it, because the first can that's missed with flies around it is going to bring multiple complaints. And in the reality, the village of Alloway isn't that big. You could, on your 3-mile walk, you could you can lug it home, mm-hmm. you know, and then deposit it accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're not that big a village, and except for the guy who goes 10 miles, most of this you're doing to your neighbor, if you think about it.
You see him tied around his collar.
I'm doing this to my neighbor. That's
just ridiculous. I've seen that around his collar.
I'll teach you. Wait till we get home.
So what's your timetable on this, Chris, for further discussion? Or
I think it's something that I would definitely like to revisit again, you know, next meeting. Let everyone in the committee maybe do a little bit more research and come up with some ideas, some thoughts. Talk to some other people, see what you might hear from your neighbors, from people that you know. You know, is it a good idea to possibly take a look at our ordinance? You know, is it something that the community would be supportive of and, you know, be more open to allowing pets in all of our parks or more of our parks? You know, those type of things. So, yeah, pretty much that. Any other questions or comments? I think everything we started with so far is a lot of great ideas, and this is what I really wanted to get, you know, going, is getting some, you know, some other views and some other ideas. So,
do you know what public opinion is regarding pets in parks?
Thanks, Paul. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a feel for what Alloway residents feel about pets in parks?
Really about the only feel that I could say that we have is from when we did our survey for the park and rec plan, and we received, you know, quite a few comments on how a lot of people felt that the village of Alloway was not very friendly towards pets, towards people with pets, and that there are a lot of families out there with pets and they don't know, you know, what to do, where to go, and they can't go to a place with their whole family and their kids and their dog. Whereas, you know, some of the other communities, Colorado, where they have a lot of all that intermixed and different things. You know, the other thing we don't have a lot of in this community is sidewalks, even to be walking, or trails. You know, we're trying to build our trail system and that. You know, for people to be able to walk around with their pets. So,
I think if they're leashed, it's fine. I think at a sporting event, like a baseball game and stuff, I think, unfortunately, common sense isn't so common, you know, and people will engage other people with those dogs. And I know even my wife and I have this discussion when we're walking on the trail, and, you know, we'll let him out, you know, a few extra feet because he's sniffing and being a dog, you know, and when a runner comes by, you know. Occasionally, I have to remind my wife, you know, not everybody is a dog lover. You gotta heal them up when people come by, because he's curious. You know, he just wants to look. Now, if I'm a runner and I'm coming by, I don't know if he's coming over or not. Same thing in a park, though. You know, when people bring, because my son plays a lot of baseball. I love bringing the dog to the park, but we sit off over on first base, over in right field. You know, because not everybody likes dogs. In a lot of places, it's actually posted no dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even the places that allow them in a park.
Right, that allow in a park.
The baseball diamond.
At the diamond.
They're not allowed, you know, that type.
And in time, you get to know which ones those are, and you just don't bring the dog to those. Right. So, you accommodate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Anybody? You'll put this back on future agenda?
I will. No, thank you very much. That was a good start, and hopefully this information that I handed out will give you some ideas. And please, you know, talk to your neighbors, talk to people you know throughout the community, and get their feeling.
And I really would love to see Alloway look at something joint, some type, because, mm-hmm. you know, it could be part of the answer to the issue we're talking about if residents have an option or something like this. Okay, moving on. Public appearances.
Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2239 Oakwood Avenue. I'm a realtor and here in Alloway, and I'd like to see more elderly-friendly walking trails. We have a growing elderly population. We're building a substantial number of ranch-style condominiums across the street at Haven Way. And we'd like to see affordable, maybe crushed stone walking trail going around some of the stormwater ponds that we have. We have a very nice stormwater pond over on the East River. We have a very nice park over by Miracle Park. People, the elderly people would like to get out of their house and go for a walk, and not go for a 3-mile walk, but maybe a half a mile. And so just right in this immediate area around the Village Hall, there's a tremendous demand for that type of thing.
Excellent. So,
elderly-friendly walking trails.
Especially in close proximity to where the those type of living facilities
correct.
Are.
Correct. We have, you know, right in here, you know, this is the old Bishop's Farm that was here. So it went from an orphanage, right, 100 years ago, it was an orphanage, and now we have a lot of elderly people here.
Wouldn't that be something that the developer should be working into their site plan if that's the focus of their residences?
The site plan's done and approved. Okay, so you know, they've met all the requirements. Mm-hmm. The village owns the parks. Mm-hmm. So rather than just looking at a park and cutting the lawn, it'd be nice if the elderly people were able to get out and go for a walk, and whether you're in an assisted living care or something like that. But
And I understand that, Jim. Yeah. And I'm just talking, you know, as these type of future complexes, mm-hmm. residence areas are brought for a site plan, mm-hmm. could that be something that
That's
we
a
are
good, a good
suggesting?
Suggestion.
It is required that they put a sidewalk in. Okay, so the sidewalk mm-hmm. is required. But not only for that one particular complex that I'm working mm-hmm. on, but all the the ranch style homes that you have in and around here. A lot mm-hmm. of people have grandchildren that come over after school. They don't want to go walking for a big walk, but maybe they'd like to walk down someplace. So you have a lot of locations. You have a lot of parks that I think are underutilized, mm-hmm. and the way that you get them utilized is to put in maybe a gravel instead of a full paved thing, but whatever the minimum sure. is yeah. to get them walking, and then you know you need to have benches, mm-hmm. places for them to sit along the way. Mm-hmm. But they have they have time on their hands, and they like to get out during the spring.
That's an excellent point.
Okay,
thank you,
Jim. Just one question for you on this. You when you were referencing this, I would agree. You know, I mean, any opportunity that we can get our elderly out more, great. But you said, you referenced that there was a high demand.
Correct.
Can you tell me who specifically has come to you with this request?
Yes. When okay. I'm selling the condominiums across the street.
Okay. And they've expressed a desire that
yeah.
they would buy if there was walking trails?
When I tell them about the trails that are available here, that is attractive to them.
Okay.
There are no walking trails per se, except for the sidewalk
okay.
right there. But if they can get on out and you have a nature preserve immediately adjacent to the parcel,
okay.
that then becomes a selling point.
And have you worked with the developers on making those adjacent connections?
The site plan's already done. Okay, so
are they included on that site plan?
No.
I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm not trying to be
that's
confrontational.
Okay. We have a driveway that goes all the way back to the East River.
Okay.
We have sidewalks that connect. So those were required as part of the site plan by the village.
Okay.
But I think that we have this excess land that is now just stormwater detention ponds, and that it should be encouraged by the neighborhood. It enhances property values in the neighborhood if people can get out and go for a walk. We don't have a lot of sidewalks, so we're going to be relying more on trails.
Okay.
So, you know,
I understand what you say, and I want to get my arms completely wrapped around it, because
right.
sometimes these things can be confused later on.
Right. So let's say, for example,
you're representing this property, say, across
right.
the street. Haven Way
across
the street.
Right, so our firm is.
So the walkways to access to different trails would help you sell the property.
Correct.
Okay, so this is for personal development. of the company, right? I just want to understand.
No, I'm not representing
I'm not
the company
sure,
here.
And I don't want to get confrontational, okay. But I'm not sure if you're representing a potential buyer or if you're representing Olenichek's needs.
No, it's not. I'm not here representing the company.
Okay.
I'm here as a resident of Alloway.
Okay.
Who sees a lot of parks that are underutilized. We spent a tremendous amount of money gathering our stormwater and putting it in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular place is now very attractive with the prairie grasses and that type of thing. So I would like to see whether it's for my own clients or for other elderly people who want to move into our town, a place for them to go and relax and maybe spend a half hour or an hour walking around, and so that they can have something. They can take advantage of the park as well as everybody else who takes advantage of the park while on their bikes.
Okay. And I just wanted clarification because
I'm not here representing my company.
Okay.
I'm here as a individual, and I've been approached by the people I know who are happen to be my clients.
Okay.
But they would like to be able to get out of the house and go for a walk. And if if there's a nice park within, technically it's 1,000 feet of your house, you're going to use it. So we have lots of different elderly housing around here, and to get them out of the house and go for a walk is something that would be beneficial to them.
Absolutely. And I was just looking for clarification because when you initially
talked about this. I'm a realtor, so I do have a vested interest in making Alloway a good place to buy a house, and that helps the tax value.
Okay. Just wanted clarification.
Okay. That's okay.
Thank you.
Great point, though.
Thanks. Elderly, friendly, walking trails.
Sure. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Excellent.
Thanks, Jim.
Any further discussion at the table, or moving on to number 5?
Information
on
facility and field fee changes. The village board at our last meeting they approved all of the fee changes, so we'll be enacting those in 2017. Staff felt that it would be a little bit too confusing to try to do it mid-year because along with the changes to some of the fees, we did change some of the hours for facility use as well. If you recall, the Green Isle Park, we're switching from close at 11 to a close at 10, so we didn't want that confusion midway through the year. So,
what was the end result of the walking, like the walks that they do?
Actually, that was approved as well. And I'm trying to think. I believe the fees were
sliding scale.
I don't have it with me, but I think it was 30, 50, if I recall.
It was well laid out on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and I don't, unfortunately didn't bring it with me.
But I actually had it up until about an hour ago.
Yeah. We did have it higher for that non-resident and for-profit type of organization.
Good.
So, the board, I think the board really felt that was.
It was well laid out.
And I think the discussion was around when the not-for-profits come and ask you to waive it.
Correct. And we're still, involved with, making sure we finalize that. We had discussed about that.
It comes down to usage as well. If the nonprofit wants to show up at, a no-maintenance park and go, there's some discretion that has to be used. But if you have 1,000 people showing up at Green Isle Park, no, we're not going to be waiving fees on that. We've got to maintain, and there's going to be complaints that a bathroom isn't maintained, and it's like, but you wouldn't pay a fee,
Would it be a separate bucket and this is kind of an example, but there was a walk that was coming out of Green Isle Park. And they had shut down the street, but there was no official shutdown of the street. It was just a volunteer seemingly there that was moving traffic down a side street. Now, is there supposed to be some kind of, I mean, what bucket would that come out of? Would that be like the law enforcement side or?
I don't think they have a right to redirect traffic.
No.
By an official route.
I mean, there was no shutdown or no cones or anything like that.
They do have to get approval through the village, and a lot of times some of those walks, they'll try to use a portion of the street along East River Drive.
But that wouldn't be parks related. It would be a different permit.
If it begins and or ends within a park, then we are involved. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. So, and a lot of those do. A lot of them seem to start in Green Isle Park, and they'll go down the trail, or they'll go down East River and come back. So, yes, a lot of times we are involved with that. And like Rob said, they might not be doing a lot in the park, but they're using the facilities.
Sure.
And that's where some of this fee could cover, you know, not only our time in doing the paperwork, you know, having that administrative portion of it, but also
cleaning
supplies and cleaning.
Supplies.
Yes.
But certainly if they're redirecting traffic, there should be something else going.
That should be involved with the police department.
Yeah.
And that.
Okay.
And every one of those special event walk runs type of, they are required to fill out an application, you know, that explains that. So, thank you. Anything else? The request, one of the future agenda items had to do with the village bicycle and pedestrian plan. At this point, the committee, ad hoc committee, they're still meeting and still looking at writing that plan. I spoke with Trevor about it a week or so ago, and he anticipates they're looking towards probably the end of summer, early fall, before they have that plan completed. I just want to kind of give you an update on that, and I'll look to, you know, when they get closer to that time, if they have a draft, you know, we'll let you know, or if, you know, that final. So,
I see that Brown County is seeking public input on
correct
bicycle friendly roads.
Correct. They're also updating their plans. So. So, any questions with regard to that? Mm-hmm. All right. Last thing, Arbor Day program.
When is Arbor Day?
And Arbor Day is the last Friday in April. However, we hold our program on Thursday prior to that, which is the 28th. And that this year we'll be holding it at Langley Park with some of the students from Langley School, and that I believe is at 10 o'clock. Let me just double check so I have it right. Yes, 10 a.m. So we'll be doing a short presentation with some tree planting and get them involved. I started the at that park with that school last year, and we planted several trees, and it gets a way for us to educate the kids as well as get them involved with the planting of trees, and you know, we'll be utilizing some of the Green Bay Packer trees. And we've also found over the years that when you get the kids involved with planting a tree, they're less likely to vandalize that tree or things in that park. So, it'll be a program. If anybody's available, feel free to contact me or come out to the park and help and that. But
is it at the park or at Langley?
At Langley Park.
Okay,
correct.
Yes.
And the kids will be coming from the school.
Is it kind of the same? Kind of behind Langley?
Yeah. Langley
Okay.
Park's right behind the YMCA.
Got it.
Sandwich
got
between
it.
The school and the
got
YMCA.
It.
Yes.
Park plant the trees in the outfield of the baseball
field? No. Probably not that. No, that wouldn't go over very well.
That'd end up on social
media. Well, then we'd have to put padding around the trunk so somebody wouldn't get hurt. And that, so. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Future agenda items. Anyone wants added for future meetings?
Okay.
Hearing none. Any other business, or do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Rob Atwood. Atwood?
Wow.
I'm going to get them right one of these times. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bob. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Adjourned at 7:30 p.m.